present, as you sit here in your body. Do that when you watch television. Television can draw your attention out of the body easily. It can put you into kind of hypnotic trance, where you are no longer concerned. You momentarily forget your own thoughts. That's a little bit of a relief. And you switch into the collective thought movement of the TV screen. But it frees you for a moment of your personal story. So when you watch TV, can you feel the body at the same time? The inner, can you feel the presence that you are? And watch from there. Beautiful, you feel so alive when you go about the world sensing the aliveness that you are. In a conflict situation, at work or at home, a committee meeting, or whatever, discussion, people arguing, taking up mental positions, be there. It's doubly important that you can stay present within. It's easy to be pulled out, particularly if you are surrounded by several unconscious people. By the way, unconscious, as you probably know, means completely identified with thought. It's unconscious. No matter how clever you are, or how knowledgeable or intellectual, you could still be totally unconscious, and probably are, if you are so much, if you have so much investment in thinking. You have to, this is a heaviness up here. So, unconscious humans can have a certain, there's an energy field of unconsciousness that pulls you, and they can either pull you to the same level and you start reacting and playing the game again, or you stay present. And if you stay present in an environment that is not present, whether it's one other human being or more than one, change will come about sooner or later, and probably sooner. Either the entire energy field of the interaction will change, because there's one field of presence that can make others more present without wanting anything, simply being there by looking and being alert brings in a different energy. Or it'll change because either that person or those people will remove themselves from there because they don't like to be in the presence of presence, they'd rather be unconscious. Or you find yourself removing yourself without any decision-making process involved. You may find yourself getting up and saying goodbye. Change will happen when you are present. Your job, can you be present in your job, in that environment, you may ask? Can't be. They're all unconscious around me. You don't know that yet, whether you can be present. You have to live it and see. But if you do live it, be careful. Change will happen, one way or another. They may sack you. They may sack you because you're not suffering from a stress-related disease, like all the others. You can't be doing your job. You're not ill. Be present when you watch the madness on TV, which is in the news. It's no more than what's been happening for thousands of years, the same madness. except that it's magnified through technology. And a good thing is that everybody can see it on the street. That's one good thing that comes out of TV. There may be one or two others. That everybody can see what's happening. It's hard to doubt the madness of it when you see it right in front of you. The first time that happened in the history of humanity was Vietnam, early 60s, mid 60s, when for the first time war was in everybody's living room. And everybody saw the madness of it. And that was also a time of spiritual awakening, both in America and in Europe, where suddenly a huge influx of Eastern teachings came to the West because the West suddenly became receptive. Why did they become receptive? An entire country, United States, millions of people, for the first time, disidentified from the collective consciousness that before, even in the 50s, everybody was still totally identified with, except for a few rare individuals. And suddenly they saw, we are mad too. It's not that we are right and they are wrong always. The madness is in us too. They disidentified from the collective forms, the collective ego. They stepped out. And a huge alternative movement developed. You can't even separate the increasing madness and the awakening. And that's the strange thing that's happening even now. They go together. The old consciousness plays itself out and becomes more and more visible on the surface. You can see it so clearly.